Still, he scrubbed hard, wiping away the stink and briny clutch of the angry bay, wiping away evidence, actually. He was on auto now, his mind too numb to lead the way. That would change. The head games were about to start. He could already envision the boots coming for him. Stone was listening for the knock on the door. It came as he was dressing.
"Hey, man, you ready?"
called the voice. It shot through the thin plywood door like a cat's paw into a mouse hole. In answer, Stone smacked one hand hard against the ragged plank floor as he slipped on his shoes, shrugged into a frayed coat, tugged a John Deere cap low over his head, and put on his thick glasses. He ran a hand over the bristly gray beard he'd grown over the past 6 months, then opened the door and nodded at the short, squat man facing him. The fellow had a beer keg frame and a lazy right eye, along with teeth yellowed by too many Winstons and double-pop Maxwell House coffees. This was clearly not Café Latte Land. The top of his head was covered by a Green Bay Packers knit cap. He wore faded farmer's bibs, dirty work boots, and a threadbare, grease-stained coat, along with an easy smile.
"Cold one this morning," the man said, rubbing